This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as a first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. He said this during a program of Babli Yali Dham related to Bharwad Samaj of Gujarat through video message. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as a way forward. The Prime Minister urged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. He lauded Bharwad community's dedication to service, love for nature, and commitment to cow protection. Mr. Modi highlighted the government's free vaccination program for livestock to combat foot and mouth disease, urging the community to ensure regular vaccinations for their cattle. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called for a collective commitment from the government and the IT sector to achieve a $450 billion service export target. Addressing the inaugural session of NASSCOM Global Conference 2025 in New Delhi, the minister expressed confidence that in 2025-26, India's services exports could surpass merchandise exports with IT at the forefront. Mr. Goyal added that services exports are expected to reach between $380 billion to $385 billion this year, further solidifying India's global presence.
We are looking at least anywhere between $380 to $385 billion of export of services in the year 25-26, ending 31st March 26. You should overtake merchandise exports next. And IT will have to be at the forefront in IT, in tourism, in several business accounting, financial services. If I'm looking at the overall basket also, MSME sector is showing great promise.
BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has notified regulations for operationalization of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. This follows the UPS notification in January this year by the Government of India for central government employees covered under NPS. The regulations will come into effect from the 1st of next month. These regulations enable the enrollment of three categories of central government employees. Hamas has launched rockets at Tel Aviv, making its first known response since Israel resumed military operations in Gaza. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said one rocket was intercepted, while the other two landed in uninhabited areas. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry reported that at least 85 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes since midnight, adding to the 500 fatalities already recorded since Tuesday. The ministry also stated that 133 people were injured in the latest wave of attacks. The Israeli government claims that Hamas is still holding 59 hostages, while 24 are believed to be alive. Zimbabwe's Christy Coventry has been elected as the president of the International Olympic Committee, IOC. She has become the first female president in IOC history. The 41-year-old Zimbabwean was elected at the 144th IOC session in Costa Navarino, Greece, yesterday. International Cricket Council, ICC chairman, Jay Shah, has congratulated Christy Coventry on becoming the first female president of the IOC. In squash, India's Akanksha Salunkhe will lock horns with compatriot Anahat Singh in an all-Indian women's final at the SRFI Indian Tour 2025 in Chennai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Top seed Akanksha secured her place in the final with a commanding victory over fellow Indian Joshna Chinnappa, while 17-year-old Anahat stunned second seed Hayley Ward of South Africa with a clinical victory in the semifinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.